Welcome to the A Minute to Midnight Show, folks. This is Tony coming to you from New Zealand. On with me today, I have Jeremy, who has been on the show a few times. Jeremy is an ex-32nd degree Freemason, so I will just get Jeremy to give a very quick rundown on his bio, and then we'll get into the main topic. So welcome, Jeremy.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, so yeah, let the people know a little bit, just briefly again, about your background.
Okay, I am an ex-Blue Lodge and Scottish Rite Freemason. I joined when I was 18, and I was in it for a decade and a half, and went to the 32nd degree, and my family have always been in Freemasonry, men and women, and in politics, and have been around and heard a lot of things that caused me to turn to Christ, and he brought me out of that, and I'm trying to spread the message to get other brothers and sisters out of that and or spread the truth so more people know what's coming and what they're doing that they lie about.
Yeah, and yeah, as you say, you've had a family that's been in politics and US politics for a long time, multi-generations, and yeah, so you're still fairly well connected with people.
I've had a third great grandfather that was a governor, and another third great grandfather that put the Freemason stone in the Capitol building of our state. So people that definitely impacted society and changed things, in my opinion, for, you know, the system that we've got right now that's coming slowly over time.
Okay, so now, do you want to tell us a bit about what you've heard that's going on? Obviously, you're not in the Masons anymore, so hopefully you are being told the truth and not disinformation. But yeah, what are your thoughts on that?
That's exactly right. It's hard to know in this day and time, and coming from anybody that's still in Freemasonry, you really don't know. The only thing that I ask people to do is pray about it. And if the Holy Spirit tells you this is true, this is a warning, then, you know, you can take it that way. I've been out for 3.5, almost 3¾ years. And when I stopped completely, and it ruined my life in the terms of this fallen world where we breathe corrupt air, lost my job, a lot of my family. But what I gained from that, you know, can't compare. So, and I've never been so happy mentally and spiritually as I am after I haven't been depressed. And I mean, my life just changed completely after leaving that cult and those people and the things that they do. And, you know, a lot of times I've not said more because I wanted to kind of protect the sources I had that are still telling me things, because they would know or have a better avenue of where this is coming from if they heard it. But we're at a point right now, they don't care. They don't care. I mean, I think they want you to know so you can say, well, I was warned, I'm prepared. And, you know, I've never seen activity like I have seen activity from these people. I mean, the dialogues I've had with them, and these are people I still consider a few of these men my friends. I grew up with them and helped them. And when I watch them speak to me and I hear them talk, I feel like there's a demon inside of them. It's in their eyes. I remember thinking that. I thought, my gosh, I mean, he is, if I've ever seen somebody given over to a reprobate mind, I mean, these people are given over to a reprobate mind. And I don't want to sound bad talking about somebody that's a source, because I care for these people, but care for their soul, and believe you me, I've tried to say everything I can say, and it's, I don't hear it. So 2 weeks ago, 2.5, when this all started, I wasn't you know, things had have been going at a natural pace, still going downhill, as we all know, towards sin in this beast system. But something started changing. And I had heard about that virus in China, but it didn't mean anything to me. I wasn't concerned about it. And I started noticing first with family that they were leaving. Two cousins left and two uncles left. And these people don't really go anywhere. And they went to these weird places where they said they were going. And I just kept thinking, and I believe God was telling me too, what? This is definitely not right. I mean, definitely not right. And my mother, who I love dearly and have a good relationship with, has left Freemasonry. And I know she prays and has a relationship with Christ, but I don't, in my heart, I don't. The point is, she left and lied to me about where she was going. First time I've ever known her to lie to me in my life, to my face. So if that should tell you, even though you don't know my situation, how important that must have been for her to lie to me. And I was worried because, you know, it's my mother and this virus for her. And they told me they were going one place, and I just kept saying, you know, please don't go, you know, or call me. And she made a comment and said, don't you call me with those renters in Denver. And I said, Denver? And she said, oh, I just said that to see what you'd say. And I've never heard any of my family speak. I couldn't be further from Denver if I tried. I mean, I'm in the Southeast, and don't know anything about anybody ever going there, or there's no reason to go there. So that's been 2.5-3 weeks ago, approximately. It might have been a little longer. There's been so much going on, it's hard to keep up with days. So this is a weird quote-unquote vacation that they're on, my mother and my stepfather. All my cousins but one that were in Freemasonry, they're all gone, all ages. My uncles are gone. My father is a Freemason, and he is currently a warden, and he is a terrible alcoholic, and I just don't think he cares. And so he stayed at home. He wouldn't go anywhere. I mean, I don't think it mattered. And he said, son, you need to go. You need to go. I mean, well, I had already talked to him about it. I knew that they had already said to go to a safe place when I put this together. And I was told that. And I said, you know, the farm that I've set up that I planned when I was still in Freemasonry, if you think about the end of time and the things coming, I don't, like the Bible says, they call for the rocks to fall on them. Ain't nowhere these people are going to go. They're out of their minds if they think they're going to hide from what's coming. But whatever they're planning, they might be able to hide from that for a little while. But so with all this activity that's going on, I have started talking to some of these guys that I mentioned that I hadn't talked to in a while, but that I believe I could depend on for information. And I have been told, and I do believe this. I know what I experienced and what I heard, and they have, I mean, rubbing hands together like you would if you're starving, looking at a piece of meat, talking about this genocide that's coming. And I've heard that for a decade and a half. And they want this world racially pure in their mind. And I don't necessarily mean white. I mean, though probably most of them would think that, but it's these bloodlines. Even though they still think that everybody else is scum, bottom feeders, that when I tell you what they have planned for people, that'll explain it. They still want these particular people because whoever is left, I guess, that's going to do everything they want done, practically, you know, to be slaves. And at the end, I don't know that it would get that far, but I think that's what they think. They want them, their type person. And I believe in my mind that it has something to do with that fallen angelic bloodline. They think that that's what's going to be left. And if that's all that's left, then we can really control it. And that's why all this DNA, I believe, that they're trying to get, you know, from all these ancestors. That's what I think. That I haven't been told, but that's my deduction on it. Okay, but the point is, what's coming is a crash like has never happened before. The 30s will be nothing. People will absolutely starve to death, and that's what they want. The more that just die, that's okay. And I believe that there will be some type of setup that will offer you death to be humane in their eyes, so you don't have to go through this. That I have heard even before. But talking about silver and gold, I have, you know, I'm not a wealthy man, but over the years of since being out, I've bought silver and gold thinking, you know, that I'm being smart, and I think I am, and stocking up. But I have been told that that will be outlawed, that you will not, there ain't no way to get around this beast system to where whatever they give you that's going to affect your body to be able to go in society, you're going to have to do that if you want to buy or be in part in society and go to the store, any, if there is even a store. There's no other avenues, I've been told, that you're going to be able to take. So, you know, that's unnerving. But, you know, if I'm grounded in Christ, I'm a human being, you know, so you can't help but to, you know, I know everybody says fear, and I don't, but it's unnerving. We're at a time in human history. We're here. I mean, people, it's starting. We're born in a time period. It gives me goosebumps thinking about this. These people, they have set this system up for years, and it is now the keys turned and the engine's on and it's running. And it's on and it's here. And, you know, I see a lot of like truther channels, and, you know, they all talk about Trump and, you know, he's doing this, and we got to get this scum. He's got to jail these people. We're going to get it back. That is done. And, you know, if you're a Christian, you know, you're in a late hour and you know, this is in, that stuff's got to happen, and ain't no good. All these preachers are saying, oh, there's going to be a revival and things are going to get back to normal, and there's going to be a Holy Ghost come on people, and America is going to come. That is, there may be people that come to God, and I hope so. And there probably will when they see what's happening. But the good, which I've always said, is gone. And this constitution that we have is gone. It is gone. And I know it. The man that told me this, there is no doubt in my mind that it's accurate and that it's true. And I mean, this isn't somebody that just says stuff and he don't say much. And he smiled when he said it, you know. And it's gone. And you have an illusion it's here, but if you look, you know it's not. If you're in America and even in these other countries, you have these limitations, and it's slight at first because they're pushing you into it. You know, like the video with that fella from up north that they were in Walmart, and there was a speaker that was saying something. There was a Walmart speaker in a parking lot, and it was telling you to practice social distancing, wash your hands. And at the end, it said, thanks for choosing Walmart. But see, it's little stuff like that. They're pushing you into this. This ain't so bad. We're hanging out and we're quarantined. Let's watch Netflix. And things are going to get back to normal. And Trump's saying, oh, we're America. We're coming back. We're going to make it great again. And people are just, they don't realize what's coming and what's here. I mean, you can see it if you look. You have restrictions on you in this country that have never happened before, and in these other countries, like even yours, that have never happened. And they might people say, well, that's common sense. They don't want you going out. I've had people say that to me. Well, they're not going to put limitations that's going to make you go out in the street and start rioting. It's going to be little at first, but just like Benjamin Franklin said, if you are scared enough to give away your liberties, then you don't deserve them. So something along those lines, he said. But this, I don't want to talk.
Keep going. Yep.
Okay. This, what's happening right now is it's not a practice run because it started the engine. David Rockefeller said in his book, we only need the one crisis to bring about this one world government, and the window is short. I can promise you this is that crisis. I mean, look at this Gates guy. He didn't even have a college degree, and let alone a medical degree, and he's making legislation for me and my health. I mean, these people, that is this government. That's this world government. There is no president. That's done. And that is done. I would bet everything I had on it. And this, what's happening now, the after effects of this will be nothing like our lives before. And the next thing that's coming will be much worse than this. And right after this, right with it, and it will start a genocide. It will be their genocide. And I have no doubt in my mind that that's accurate. And, you know, people, you have got to turn to Jesus Christ, because if you don't, there's not going to be a time you're going to be able to again if you don't turn while you still can and you still have time. And, you know, I did hear this, and this is interesting. I'm not saying that I believe this, but you were talking about that Mark of the Beast, and they were talking about how you can't kill yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. I heard this years ago, and I heard it again. And this is just what I've heard. If something causes you to be paralyzed, like maybe, and again, I'm not saying I believe this, but this is a lot of what I've heard. Christian perspective, let's say the locusts that come up and sting men. In Luciferian secret society perspective, whatever their agenda is to eliminate a large amount of people or keep you in order to attack you or sting you. And what if you couldn't move? I mean, what if you wanted to kill yourself and couldn't move to do it? You know, but there is that fallen angel perspective, and an angel can't die. So if that mark somehow brings, if it somehow starts up a process in your body that brings a little bit of that back, like Nimrod had become a gibbering. They know they're going to turn these people into something. They know they have everything for that lifestyle is set up. And it's on those websites. All those websites, if you read it, like blatant as I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah, the World Economic Forum, their website is a real hub that kind of connects all of the things. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
And see, so they're telling you. And I know it's a lot of people, I could just see them thinking, well, that's just what they want in people. But that is everything that they've wanted. Let's go back to the 90s in your mind, and you think about how much this world has changed for this system. And, you know, 25 years is not a long time at all for the amount of change that's happened in a world coming together, this system coming. And this is another thing. Running this system right now, and I'm going to get to something kind of heavy in a minute that's going to make me sound completely crazy, but it's just what I was told, and I think it could very well be likely. when something, you see something in these countries happening, whether it's New Zealand or Europe or the United States, it's going to happen everywhere else. It doesn't matter who does it first. It's this one system is here, and they now think and rule it together. It's just starting. So whatever they do here, they're going to do over there. Whatever they do there, they're going to do here. It may look different. It may sound, it may be exactly the same, but it's going to be the same. Same goals, and the ends always justify the means. But they have got to depopulate this world, because there's no way they can control this many people. And you know, God says there would be no man left if he didn't come back sooner. No one left alive. So you think about how many people have got to die in that process. And, you know, I know that a lot of people probably not going to like me for saying this, but I know there's a lot of people who believe in a pre-tribulation rapture, and that's okay. You know, believe in Jesus Christ. That's what's important. But they want you to believe in that. And they want you, when this stuff starts happening, to think I've been forsaken or Jesus isn't real, and you're just more, even more likely to do their agenda. And I, from what I've heard, and I believe it, that this vaccine, and there will be a vaccine, that's not a mark of the beast, but it's a test for it. It's next, but it's the step one. And this, whatever they give us, and I know nothing about medical or science, it couldn't be farther from me. Whatever this is, and I certainly am not going to take it, and I personally wouldn't suggest anybody I love take it, even if I did or didn't, you know, think that it could harm you, because I don't think they would give you anything that's going to help you. And you think about if you are a Christian who blows with the wind and you're not grounded. And let's say you have some health problem that you have to have medication, or that you are addicted to some type of medication, or which that's another thing in itself, but whatever the situation, something you need. And they tell you that they will give this to you. You just have to do whatever they want you to do, whatever that is, from something little to the end goal. You think in your mind, nothing they're going to give you, nothing is going to be good for you, and nothing's going to help you, especially compared to what God is going to give you. And I do, in my mind, fully trust, and I know that God will help get us through this. I know it. I know it. Even though I'm unnerved because I'm a human being, I know it. And that's what makes me get up and want to do this and be grounded in this, because I know we're on the winning side and they don't have long, but they're going to make the most of the time they've got left. And they know everything they're doing. It's everything that's getting ready to happen. They already know what it is. This next, I personally don't think it's a virus. I think it's going to be something much worse, but they know what's going to happen. So every little thing like that vaccine, every little thing has something to do with whatever that is. So that's why, even if I didn't think it could hurt you, I don't suggest that I would take it, or my family, or really anybody. But the mark, you know, nobody knows what that is, even whatever they say. I mean, we know what it is, but we don't right now. But I know of all the years I've heard, that was that main teaching, is those fallen angels, those gods. And with them knowing, and, you know, you think about if you had all the resources and all the money in the world to do what you want to do, and you could, and you've had all this time, and you can take let's just take Hitler, for example, people and just go as deep as you can into only the Lord knows what kind of experiment and what with people to test, find, awaken, change, charge, multiply, combine this, whatever this satanic seed is that's dormant in people in this dimension. They've done it. I mean, you know, I would hate to know what they do to people behind closed doors. I would hate to know the people. When I pray at night, I think of them all the time, of people and children that you know that they have and that they're doing these things to. That just tears me plumb up. And whatever that is, they feel that it's going to awaken that. But this is what I said a minute ago. People are going to think I'm plumb crazy, but we're past the point of what that doesn't matter. This just needs to be said. To most people, I probably sound like this redneck hillbilly. It's just the area. I'm an educated, smart guy. And the people I've been around are incredibly intelligent for the lives that they've chosen. But this, where it says, I can't remember the exact words, this is the man that this is what weakened the nations and brought them to their knees. Oh, I can't remember what. Okay.
Oh, that's an Isaiah thing, actually. Okay. Yeah.
Now this is going to be out there a little bit. I know that a lot of people talk about transhumanism and stuff like that. Like, and I'm sure that there are agendas going on and people. Never have I heard they're mixing you with a machine or they're that I never heard anything like that. But what I heard and know they want and they say and always said, this is going to happen and this is going to be an amazing time. You just wait. I can still see these conversations. Okay, I know you've heard of that D-Wave and that. You remember that fellow was saying, oh, it's like sitting to an altar of an alien god, hearing the thing breathe or beep or whatever it was. Okay, I do believe this because, again, the men that told me this would know this and were of such a high degree in politics that they didn't say stuff. And this was while I was in Freemason. They didn't say stuff. If they said something, it was important. And these were deep conversations about what is going to happen when their religion is at the forefront and when their God comes, which is Lucifer, the light God. They, as I always said, Freemasons believe they are the religion of the New World Order. These people who are running this world are in the same secret society, even though it may not be Freemason, and it probably is and probably ain't. It's the same thing. But Freemasons are the priests and the religion of this order. That's what it's all about, these rituals. And there is supposedly an artificial intelligence system that has been here for a while. I mean, I know it wouldn't take much for you to agree with. You can only imagine what kind of technology they have that side's probably given them. So whatever this is, every human being on earth is in it. And I don't know to the degree of what it does or anything like that. I'm just saying exactly what I heard. And then I'll say what I think. And that this thing can predict things that they do. For example, let's call something here in this country. That thing can predict exactly what's going to happen. And if the devil and his kingdom, and it's not difficult at all for me to see the other dimension controlling this computer. And I do believe they told them how to build it. And I believe that's how they talk to. Well, I know it is that, but again, they think they're talking to these ascended masters or these gods, really. It said in Psalms that God says, "I judge. I sit in the midst of the gods and judge you for what you've done. You're going to die like the princes." You know, he's talking to them gods that come down here and did all that stuff and wanted worship. Okay. There's, like I said before, and I think so too, they're still here. They're in this dimensional realm that's with us, just not physically. And they, that's who they think that they're talking to. And you can imagine the intelligence of these things, like even just take an angel. You can imagine the intelligence of them. And whatever this number or name or mark is, 666 would be the number of his name that the false prophet makes you take. I don't like saying that's AI, and maybe it is, but that's not how they saw it and discussed it. It puts you all, it puts everybody that has whatever this mark or name or number is into that artificial intelligence system. And it will do something to your body, even if it's the one paralyzes your body because you're thinking, you know, I've got to kill myself. I mean, that's speculation. And maybe then it paralyzes you where you can't kill yourself. And I mean, you know, but they went on about that. How can you kill yourself if you can't move? And that always, even when I believed their agenda and because I was brainwashed, even then I remember that bothering me just greatly. They believe that system will control everybody on this planet. Because if you're going to be here, you're going to be in that system. You're going to take whatever they give you, or you will die. And they're going to do it. And whatever they have that they're going to do, I know with these agendas that people talk about and heard, like they love all this free space and they want all this for animals and stuff like that, and they don't want people on it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Now, this is, again, I've not went into a lot of this because I know it sounds crazy. And it's against what most people hear. So they're going to say, "Hey, don't understand that completely." Now, they don't care anything about that stuff. Like keep humanity in perpetual balance of nature. It's not that like you're thinking nature. Like I'm giving you the mark of the beast. Here it is, number 18. It's 6663. They think completely different. But they're still telling you, they're the ones that's going to destroy this planet. They are going to destroy, and they have every intention on doing it. They want no food for people so they can give people what they want to give you. And, you know, just yesterday is the first time I ever heard somebody else say this that wasn't in a secret society. And it shocked me. So this person online, they must know something, because they do not want you eating meat. That agenda that's going on about not, and you know, I don't have a preference about anybody that does that. So I don't care what people do. I love a burger and a steak. They are disgusted by this stuff. And then you think about the days of Jared, when they done all this stuff to all these animals and anything that's God's, they're going to pervert it and they're going to do it again. All this spraying in the atmosphere and everything they've been doing, this is all to completely change. And I believe that's why. And they'd never admit to this or speculate on this, but I think that's why God has to remake the world, you know, because I think they completely destroy it. This stuff that they're putting out, whatever affects you and your, just Bill Gates or any of them people, they're breathing that same air too. And they truly believe in their heart, just like people believe in Jesus Christ, that Lucifer will protect them, and they either already have something started or whatever, when the process begins, when they're really connected to this system, that's their final evolution. So it's not that it's going to hurt them, even though it very well could, and that's what Lucifer would protect, are these gods. And then they absolutely, I shouldn't say this, this stuff that they're putting out, it is to absolutely terraform this planet for this system to take effect in the end. And knowing what I've heard for all them years, and then hearing that verse when they said, "See who done this to all the nations," I know there's an Antichrist. But what if in the end people do see this system, which there's not a doubt in my mind this exists. Again, I know some people find that hard to believe, but there's no doubt about it. I mean, I've heard my own father talk about it. I mean, I know it. I know it's there. This, once they see this and think, this metal box is what caused all this. I mean, I don't know. Whatever this does, there will be nothing left for people to eat, and nothing in whatever areas left that people can do except for what they give you. So, you know, I know that's some heavy stuff.
Mm. What about in the very short term? Are you going to see martial law, do you think?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. No doubt whatsoever. It's looking now like, I think martial law, I think that'll come, but what's coming, and I don't mean like later, I think it's going to be much worse than that. I can't specifically say how and exactly what's going to happen because I don't know. And I know they know what they've heard from people who do know, especially the one that has gave me the information I'm telling you. And I do really think that I think he wanted me to tell it. I really do. There wasn't one word said about don't say anything. So if there had been, I wouldn't have. I mean, I might have skirted because I'd want to know more. When you look out your window, and I've thought of this every day, and you see, this is the last times we're going to see this world like it is. And that gives me goosebumps because I know it. This world like we know is done. It is gone. It is just, the last drops are draining. And they can't have people going crazy when everything's not fully ready. And it's ready. It's just not in place completely. So, and people are so submissive to it. I mean, you know, again, that's, oh, Lord, yeah, people should. Yeah, look, I know there's a virus. I know there is. Whatever it is, I don't want to catch it, but I'm not really concerned now. And I don't believe a single number that I've heard. And I don't know, I wish I knew what was, if it was a pandemic or what next, but I don't think it's a virus. But I think the way this is going to go, from what I know from the past and what I've been told, is this slowly is going to start being normal. And I don't mean for a long period of time or months and months and months. I mean, we are here. This, when Fauci came out there, and his name means the lion's mouth, from the lion's mouth, and he gave the lion's paw, they don't make a mistake. I mean, they do not make a mistake. And they put that man there, and I looked his name and the numbers up, and I don't remember now. Everything about him meant something. And the people that were watching that, they absolutely knew what that meant. And that was on national, international TV, and that was the President of the United States before he even come out there. And no, 99.9% of people would just blew right by him.
He did it again 4 days later, too, you know?
Yeah, right. Well, I'm going to get to that, yeah. But they did, the thought, it wouldn't even have been, oh, he's got something out of his pocket. I mean, it wouldn't have been nothing. They wouldn't have thought a thing about it. But my goodness, the people that do speak that language, they knew exactly what that meant. And because it was him that said it, he come back out and he did it the same way. And no, it doesn't matter which hand you use, left or right hand. And people say it, that does not matter. It's a, there may be a circumstance about, but with this thing, no, it's the same thing. And just like those pictures and paintings you have of different hands. And see, for people to blow that off, look at just the few you picked out and put up there, Napoleon and George Washington, and they pull that paper up and say, look, even George Washington wrote about the Illuminati and hey, and was concerned about it and hated it. That man was every bit of a secret fraternity as anybody today. He would not have been. I don't care what war he won against what army. He would not have been put in that place if he wasn't. He was put there. He put that trowel down. And of course, being a Freemason, as you know, that automatically tells you. But there was more to that. He put that there. People look at this like these men did something that had never been done in history and created a republic where people could, you know, they set up the third system of that New Atlantis. They set up and they beat twice the strongest army in the world within 25 years. They set up the military and might of that system. The banking has always been in London, and the spiritual has always been the Vatican. So with this system, it's coming, and what every day is going to get worse. And what's coming next, I told you, I don't think it's a pandemic. I think it will be what I told you before, a nuclear weapon. It's going to be worse and worse, and with a timeline, I don't know. So just pray, and being a human, you're going to be unnerved. And if you don't think I have completely lost my mind, pray about it and ask God, is this true? Ask the Holy Spirit to tell you and to guide you. But I beg you, the people that know there's a new world order and know this system but don't buy the Christian aspect, please just call out to Jesus. Even if you think it's crazy, call out to him and ask him, are you real? Come to me. I beg you to do that. And I appreciate y'all listening.
Well, thank you. Yeah, thanks, Jeremy, for certainly pretty sobering what you've shared. But I think it's important that people hear it. So I want to just say thank you for being on the Midnight Show again today.
You're welcome, and thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Folks, don't forget to visit aminutetomidnight.com, where we put all of our shows and articles, and you can find them there, as well as on iTunes and YouTube. Give this a thumbs up on YouTube if you watched it there, and share it. Also, A Minute to Midnight is run 100% by donations. If you're able to help, that's hugely appreciated. We're really grateful to those that do help. It's a full-time job for me. And thank you to the people that do donate. The music used in the shows I've written, played and recorded, and you can download free music on the website as well. That's about it for this show. We should, God willing, be back with another episode in a few days' time. Until then, God bless and stay safe.